वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस थिएटर ऑफ द एब्सर्ड. ठीक है, थिएटर ऑफ द एब्सर्ड. नाउ थिएटर ऑफ द एब्सर्ड वॉज अ काइंड ऑफ ड्रामेटिक मूवमेंट, ठीक है, पोस्ट सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर. एंड बेसिकली इट एक्सप्लोर्ड द मीनिंगलेसनेस ऑफ ह्यूमन एग्जिस्टेंस. ठीक है, द मीनिंगलेसनेस ऑफ ह्यूमन एग्जिस्टेंस एंड ऑल्सो द ब्रेकडाउन ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन, द कम्युनिकेशन बिटवीन पीपल. सो यूल ऑफन फाइंड वेरी इलॉजिकल टाइप ऑफ प्लॉट्स, नॉनसेंसिकल टाइप ऑफ डायलॉग and very grotesque type of situations in which the various characters will be there. And all of this was done to just highlight the absurdity, irrationality and meaninglessness of human existence. Okay? And a good example of theater of the absurd is the famous play by Samuel Beckett called Waiting for Godot. Okay? Waiting for Godot. And also keep in mind that though there is no single essay or manifesto that was released by the theater of the absurd practitioners, but the philosophy of existentialism influenced this movement, this literary movement. Okay? The philosophy of existentialism. And along with Samuel Beckett, who is one of the greatest practitioners, we have Harold Pinter. Okay? Harold Pinter is there. And also Eugenie Ionesco. Okay? Eugenie Ionesco. So at least three names you should remember: Samuel Beckett, Harold Pinter and Eugenie Ionesco. Because the writings of all of these dramatists can be clubbed under theater of the absurd. Okay? So just remember that in plays that can be classified as theater of the absurd, you'll find a kind of meaninglessness and absurdity of the entire scenario. Okay? Some dark humor is also there and exploration of existential themes. And it will be very different from traditional plots that we usually read in drama or watch in drama. Very different. Okay?